Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Superintendent's Honor Roll. I'm Rob Anderson, proud superintendent of the Boulder Valley School District. Raise your hand if this is your first ever Superintendent's Honor Roll. And that makes me a round of applause for everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We have so many folks that we're excited to celebrate this evening. Hopefully you're going to have a lot of fun and join us in celebrating all of the amazing award winners for this evening. So before we get started, just a little bit about Superintendent's Honor Roll. We do this three times a year to recognize the outstanding achievements of our students, staff, and community members. Before we begin, I would love to recognize our BVSD Board of Education members. And so when I introduce you, board members, if you could stand up and wave. If you're already standing, wave twice. Or just wave once, that's fine. In the back, our President, Nicole Rajpal. Vice President in the back on the other side, Alex Medler. Next to him is our Treasurer, Jason Unger. Up front, we have Dan Booker. Jorge Chavez is somewhere in the building. Lalena, Quinlan Ueda, and Anna Timuading, also in the back. Thank you all, school board members. Appreciate you all. Did everybody enjoy the food this evening? It's the highlight of the superintendent's honor roll is the food. And I'm really proud to announce that tonight's food was actually provided by our Apex culinary students. Isn't that amazing? So they did the planning, the cooking, the delivery. Parents, if you need a little help in the kitchen around the house, it's a great program to send your kids to. Apex Culinary Program, which is right up here, right up on the hill, and just a wonderful, wonderful program. So thanks to Apex Culinary students for providing our food, and thank you all for being here. Who's ready to get started? Little bit of noise, right? This is an exciting time to celebrate. So our first group is, well, we have a few groups to recognize for some incredible performances in high school swimming. So everyone knows, now, just for those of you who haven't been to one of these before, you'll hear some dad jokes, just laugh along. They're intended to be dad jokes. So everyone knows that eagles know how to soar, but you know that they also know how to swim too? Did you know that? There you go. That's right. Thanks for playing along. Our Broomfield High School certainly proved it during the recent 4A Swimming and Diving Championships. Will you help me welcome the 4A State Swimming and Diving Champs from Broomfield High School? Come on up. There we go. And if we have any of our coaches or any folks that came along, please join us up here in the front. So last month's state championship meet at the Veterans Memorial Aquatic Center in Thornton was electric. Eagles started the meet on the right foot by winning the very first event, the 200 medley relay. Congratulations to Carly Chandra, Cameron Wimmer, Avery Wheeling, Ridley Hagerman, come on and step forward. Those of you that were on the 200 medley relay. So where's Riley? Ridley. Riley's not here. Ridley's here. Ridley, this is you. So after that, Ridley then won the 500 freestyle. And then Ellie Folk. Ellie, where are you at? Ellie won the 200 individual medley. And that's the butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, and freestyle. That's all of them. Like, that's all you could swim. Congratulations, Ellie. And then, with the event coming to a close, Chassa said Broomfield already had the championship in the bag, but perhaps the best performance of the night was yet to come. Ellie, Ridley, and sisters Marbury and Mira Wherry left their competitors in their wake during the 400-yard freestyle with an outstanding time of 3:33.92, won by 5.26 seconds. At the end, it wasn't even close, beating the closest teams, Cheyenne Mountain and Golden, not even close. And Coach Emily Austin was named the 4A Swimming Coach of the Year. Where's Emily? Ellie and Ridley, come over here. I've got some questions. They're easy. They're about swimming. So you should be all right. So I know you've been working for this for 4 years. You're both seniors?
Yep.
4 years to achieve. How do you all feel about finishing your senior year with this accomplishment? Because this is the first state championship for swimming in Broomfield High School history.
Yep.
Is Ginger here? Ginger, was this the last state championship that Broomfield High had ever, like, you've won them all, right? Is swimming the last one you were waiting on? No, still some more? Talk to me about what this season has meant.
It was really nice to, like, win on a bang and finish all 4 years, so yeah. It was really awesome to have the 4 years kind of build up, and finally we were able to win, so it just felt amazing, and we really deserved it. Yeah. Worked hard.
That's right. You represented your school district really well. Coach Austin, come on over.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a big deal. So from what I hear from people, what they've told me, that you had a feeling that even before the meet started, these ladies would win the championship. Talk to me about what gave you that feeling and what made you the most proud about this championship season for your girls.
I don't even know where to start. I knew before the season started that we were going to win state, mainly because everyone came back pretty much. We lost some seniors who were crucial to our team integrity, but we also kept a ton of girls, and so I just knew based on that and who they are that we would do it. So there was never a doubt in my mind.
Well, what a great accomplishment. Everybody, one more round of applause. Let's take a great picture. Do we have Jay? Or okay. Aaron's going to take the picture. Before you all leave, Coach has one more thing to say.
Well, it's kind of about someone who's not here right now. Miata Santos is our diver, and she did something pretty extraordinary in that she was on a state champion team for Broomfield High School in two different sports in the same school year. She was also part of the gymnastics team that won state, and she did amazing at diving, and we couldn't have done all the things we did all season without having swimming and diving. And so I want to acknowledge her and the second place finishes that we had in our 200 free relay, Myra in the 100 freestyle. We did some great things. Thank you.
Another round of applause. What a great way to start off. Superintendent's honor roll. So the Eagles weren't the only swimmers from BVSD to impress during this meet. If we could have Carly Pacheco and parents, staff, anybody here who's here with Carly, come on up. So proud of you. Are you kidding me? Coach. You know I'm in charge, right? Doesn't matter. I think I'm in charge. I'm not in charge. Amber is definitely in charge. Okay. So Carly, I know that you're both a Special Olympics and now a state champion. You won the 50-yard unified free. How do you feel? Tell us what it was like.
Okay, so I am so good. my strength, and I know it's like to win, but when I finish the race, I was so good, and I was like, you got this, and you will own this to gather, like Mrs. Kathleen says, and by the time I touched the wall so hard, I did not stop. I kept going, and I did not give up at all. I am a rock star. I am famous.
Yeah! This is so great. So I also noticed that you were recently featured in a story in the Daily Camera's BoCo Prep section. That's a big deal. Another round of applause for Carly. And apparently you say something when you swim well. What is it that you say when you swim well?
I did so good.
You definitely did so good. So someone saw that clip in the paper, and we've got pictures of you up there, Carly, which is awesome, and was inspired and wrote a song about you. Let's listen to a clip.
Aquatic lights on a chlorine blue lane. Monarch coyotes howling her name. Capullo goggles just right. Senior year dream fluorescent lights. Crowd don't hush when the whistle blows. She dives on in hard over toes. Might miss a turn, might swim her own way. But she climbs out grinning saying I did so good. Yeah, she always does. Hands in the air saying I did it because it is in the clock and it is in the place. It's the smile on her face at the end of the race.
How good is that, Carly? Again, congratulations. Let's take a picture. So proud of you and all the Monarch swimmers. So let's take a picture.
Aquatic lights on a chlorine blue lane. Monarch coyotes howling her name. Capullo goggles just right. Senior year dream fluorescent lights. Crowd don't hush when the whistle blows. She dives on in hard over toes. Might miss a turn, might swim her own way. But she climbs out grinning saying I did so.
So before we leave this 4A meet, we do have one to mention, one more honor that was bestowed upon a BVSD student, and I think we can see that student up there. Brady Paddock from Centaurus, come on up. So Brady was named the 4A Swimmer of the Year by the Colorado High School Coaches Association. That's another round of applause. That's right. She's nominated by her coach and was chosen by a vote of all the 4A swimming coaches, which really speaks highly of the way she carries herself. Those that know her say that she's one of the nicest, most humble people you'll ever meet, and that she's speedy in the pool, earning placement in Chas's 4A girls swimming second team. But her real love isn't even swimming. It's water polo. Told she's an Olympic hopeful and has committed to Indiana University to play on their team. Amazing. So Brady, you're a senior. Heard you thought about graduating early so you could join your college water polo team, but you decided to stay in part so you could swim this season and come to the superintendent's honor roll. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I wanted one more year of swimming, so that's what I wanted.
And so I also hear that you are a big help in Centaurus's IL Intensive Learning Center. Talk a little bit about what that means to you.
It's fun. It's very fun. It's like the highlight of my day every day. So it's very fun to be part of that.
Another round of applause. Congratulations, Brady. Is your coach here, or Carlin, you want to come up? Or both? Or Carl? Or everybody? And our final swimming honorees are from Fairview High School. Knights, come on up. So the Knights team is admittedly, quote, small but mighty, according to its coaches, but it certainly made an impression at the recent 6A state swimming and diving 5A. See, I'm already trying to make it bigger and better feel. 5A State Swimming and Diving Championships also held at the Veterans Memorial Aquatic Center in Thornton last month. They came in second place against Cherry Creek, bolstered by the state championship winning team swim by Lexi Byrne in the 100-yard butterfly with a time of 54.26 seconds. This is also an automatic All-American time. Another round of applause. So, Lexi, this is your first individual state title. Last year, you came in third place, but this year, you were able to edge out the reigning champ from Boulder High. Tell us a little bit about what that felt like.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was great to see all of my hard work pay off, and I just had a lot of fun with my team, and it was a good experience.
I love that. So throughout the meet, Fairview kept Cherry Creek on its toes, and while the Knights couldn't pull out the team championship, their efforts were noticed. At the end of the meet, coaches Stacy Toby, who's not here, and Francois Bentley were honored as the 5A Swimming Coaches of the Year by the Colorado High School Coaches Association. So I know that Stacy wasn't able to join us, Franny, but why don't you tell us about what this meant for you all as coaches?
We do wish the award could go to our entire coaching staff. We have the most wonderful coaching staff that contributes and supports all of our athletes. In terms for Stacy and I, we've been co-head coaches now since right around COVID, and it was more of an honor to the team than anything else, because we're here to just bolster up the kids' opportunities. But it was really meaningful, because as all coaches know, the amount of time and heart that you put in to make this opportunity, so it was nice to be honored for the work that we do to help the kids.
Another big round of applause. Congratulations. Let's take a picture. So I asked Lexi where she was going to school, and she said USC, University of Southern California, which I was like, I know. That's a big deal. Congratulations. How's everybody feeling? Anybody need any food, some snacks? We got plenty of food by the Apex Culinary students. Everybody good? Okay, if you get hungry, feel free to sneak back out or grab some food on the way out. So let's turn our attention from the pool to the mats. Tonight, we're proud to welcome back a no stranger to the superintendent's honor roll and a back-to-back state champion who recently defended her title, Shayla Martinez. Come on up. That was so. So Shayla's a student at Monarch High, but she competes on the Broomfield High School team. She won her second straight 5A girls 190-pound wrestling title. At the state tournament, she pinned everyone, including Thornton's Kata Hullen, in the finals, winning the match in under a minute and a half. So Shayla, I understand that you have a perfect record in your high school career, finishing your junior year 40-0, registering 34 pins, with 12 of those coming in the first 30 seconds of the match. Is that right? And you're not the only wrestler in your family. Your sister Bella is here. Where's Bella? Looking to possibly follow in your footsteps. Talk to me a little bit about what you do to prepare for the season. And, you know, what goes through your head when you're in these matches, because you're just being so dominant in your performance?
I just think that, like, I want to be the best in, like, the world one day. And if I want to be the best in the world, I have to be the best in Colorado. So going into the season, I'm very humble, but I just walk around with some confidence and, like, I know I'm the best, so.
You know who else knows you're the best is, if you notice, like, the small type, bad eyes, so Kata Hullen knows you're the best, because that's who you pinned in the finals. So another round of applause for Shayla. Let's take a picture. So Shayla's a junior, so I think it's safe to say I just gave her her invitation for next March as superintendent's honor roll. So we could see her as a back-to-back-to-back state champion. We're so proud of you. Congratulations. So folks, it's not just student-athletes that are crowned state champions here in BVSD. Recently, HOSA, the Organization for Future Health Professionals, gathered for their state conference, and three BVSD students won in their divisions. Let's have the following APEC students come up. Bella Baird, who's a senior at Boulder High. Alexander Berryhill, a senior at Monarch High. I'm not sure that Alexander's here. And Sebastian Ramirez Medina, a senior at Boulder High School. So Bella won in pathophysiology, which is a study of functional and structural changes in the body arising from disease or industry. Alexander won for clinical nursing, which aims to test knowledge and skills required in the nursing field. And Sebastian won in sports medicine, testing the knowledge and skills required for patient care in the sports medicine setting. Let's give them one more round of applause. Either of you have anything to share about the experience? Why don't you tell them what it's like to win a state championship in this experience that you had?
I think that this came with a lot of preparation from our teachers at APEC, so shout out APEC. And I just think you work every day, and then eventually the moment comes and we were crowned champions.
Yeah. I think it was also the craziest part was walking up on the stage and not knowing whether or not you're going to win or not. And so when it was in front of like 5,000 people and just seeing everyone, just like your name on the little screen in front, it was wild. But I think the person that can best describe it is actually Rick. I think Rick needs to come up here and give a little speech.
Rick, come on, Rick.
Come on, Rick.
That's awesome. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Hi, I'm the EMT teacher at APEC. Dan, I would tell you the thing about HOSA. It is phenomenal watching the students prepare most of the year to test. You kind of have the kids that you think are going to do well, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And then it's the same thing for us as teachers, that all of a sudden you see gold medal, silver medal, bronze medal, and you're like, holy smokes, we had a piece of that.
So I'm really proud of Apex. I'm really proud of the students, what we do here.
And Rick, we're proud of you. Why don't we take a picture, Rick, but you got to stay. Ming, you're laughing too much. You need to come up and get in the picture, too. I told you Apex is great, right? We have a little more evidence of that. Again, the food, delicious, amazing. I'm glad Rick said he was the teacher, because if he came up and he wasn't the teacher, it was just Rick. I didn't know. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. So as you all may know, behind all these amazing students, teams and coaches are hardworking athletic and activity directors that coordinate all the practices, help schedule all the activities, games, and meets, and supervises it all. It truly is a labor of love at each of our high schools and our middle schools. It is my honor to bring up Carl Buck, assistant principal and AD at Centaurus High School. Now, Carl didn't know. He's here on short notice. Friday, we were notified he was selected by the Colorado Athletic Directors Association as their 5A Athletic Director of the Year. So proud of you, man. That is so good. Hey, we're so proud of your dad. The award recognized leadership commitment to student athletes and community impact, something that we know that Carl exemplifies. Carl, I know just about every night of the week we can find you either at a game at Centaurus or with a Warrior team on the road, and I know it's a big commitment. Talk to us about what keeps you going and what it means to be able to serve in this role as athletic director.
Yeah, what keeps me going, and I think Carlin and all of our ad team would say the same thing, is our kids. Every day on the drive-in, I live in kind of northeast Denver, and every drive-in, every drive home, it's all about how did we make this experience good for kids, because that's what we're here for. And we have just such a wonderful team, from Harry's leadership here in the district to Carlin, Augusto, Jen, Andrea, and our ad team, and my team at home, you know, my wife and my little girl right here. It's just, anyone in education would tell you it's a team effort. You know, Randy in our athletic office, who helps me with everything. You know, he's like a co-athletic director. And I just feel so blessed to be part of this team. And because we are such part of a great team, we're able to help provide for kids. And that's what we're here for, and that's what keeps me going.
Another round of applause for Carl, his administrative team. I love the team at home. Congratulations, what a great honor. I'd like to shift gears a little bit here and take some time to celebrate some of our amazing teacher librarians. Let's have Sarah Kirby of Coal Creek and Kelly Lichty of Louisville Elementary come on up. So Sarah, Kelly, and Carla Flanhofer of Peak to Peak, who couldn't be here tonight, recently earned the Highly Effective Schools Through Libraries designation for the libraries at their schools. Program certifies outstanding library programs and professionals and is focused on celebrating excellence in five key areas: planning, instruction, leadership, management, and environment. Sarah and Kelly, tell us a little bit more about what drives you to do this important work and what makes your position so important at our schools.
Well, I feel super lucky to have the job that I have. Oftentimes, we are the actual central hub of our schools, and it feels that way too. We are more than just books. We provide a safe space for our students to come. We provide a space for our kids to be curious, to be free of judgment. And it is the greatest job. And I know probably for Sarah too, this is something that some of our librarians have been working on with the fearless leadership of Ray. which she is here somewhere tonight. Thank you, Ray, for all you do. And many of us have been working towards this for several years. I know this is 4 years of hard work, of showing the hard work we're doing in our schools. So I just feel really, really, really lucky to have this job and to have the colleagues that I do as well.
Yes, I agree with many of the things Kelly said. When Ray came and brought this to our plates, it was kind of a no-brainer for me. Being with the team that I have at Coal Creek and the staff and the community that we have, it's like I already collaborate with many of the teachers and lesson plan with them. And so with all the things that the HESL brought, it's like I'm already doing these things. And so why not just earn this accreditation and bring it to Coal Creek? It was kind of a no-brainer. And again, in the library, we're doing books, we're doing digital citizenship. The kids are learning so many things like research skills and collaborating with the teachers, and we're constantly changing the job with the new curriculum, and it's the hub of the school. And I love my job so much, and I love my position at Coal Creek and my family. So thank you.
Another big round of applause. Taryn and Jeff, do you want to come on up and we can all take a celebratory picture? Jeff and Taryn. So I hear that you all both won award as principals as well. Is that right? Jeff, you look like you're dying to talk about it. I don't know. What do you think? Here we go.
Well, I'm going to take credit for both of them because I was previously the AP at LES, so I'm the common denominator. And they earned this award in spite of me. So, no, I will give all the credit, you know, to both Sarah and Kelly, because they are the ones that do all the work. I signed some paperwork. I collaborated with Sarah often, but she did all the work, so all the credit goes to her.
Another round of applause for Jeff Taryn. So as we wrap up this evening, I'm glad to have the opportunity to recognize one more teacher who's really made it part of his mission to create a safe space for all students in his class and the whole school. Ace Engelman from Boulder High, come on up. Ace is a third-year English teacher at Boulder High, and last week he was recognized by the University of Colorado's Boulder School of Education with their Best Should Teach K-12 Gold Award. The award from the School of Education and Center for Teaching and Learning recognizes K-12 teachers from organizations that partner with CU and whose teaching, mentorship, and impact on their school communities has set a standard of excellence. Congratulations, Ace. So, Ace, I understand that you serve as the sponsor of the Gay Straight Alliance of Boulder High, and through that club and your daily student center actions, all students, but especially our LGBTQ+ students, really have come to view you and your class as a safe space. That's such an important role. Talk to us a little bit about that.
I cannot imagine a better place to be every day than with my GSA students. Once a week isn't enough, so now we have GSA every day. These are the most amazing students you can ever imagine. And the way that they show up in the world and in our classrooms is everything that we need right now and in our future. And sometimes the world is a really scary place for a lot of our kids. And it's our obligation to show up right for them. And I'm grateful that I get to do that in just a little bit, in a little way every day.
Well, I think you do that in a real big way, and this recognition proves that. So I hear you're an expert at teaching freshmen. What's that like?
Ninth graders are amazing. If you don't spend time with 14-year-olds every day, you're missing out. I don't mean that as a joke. They're just the best humans. there's nothing quite like the curiosity of a ninth grader. And I think we underestimate so many of our kids, and especially our ninth graders, what they do in this world and in my classroom. It's really amazing every day, and so I just get to get out of their way.
Big round of applause for Ace. Kelsey, come on up here. This is Kelsey, everyone. We're very excited to be celebrating her this evening. And to do the honors is our Director of Special Education Extraordinaire, Michelle Brenner. So Michelle, why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're celebrating?
Absolutely. This is the amazing Kelsey Wales, our Intensive Learning Center teacher at Broomfield Heights Middle School. And Kelsey has been working for multiple years to earn the recognition of model program for multi-intensive program. I think they call it significant support needs at the state, for the state of Colorado. And she just received the program, just received that recognition. So congratulations. This is not only a huge honor because it says that they met all of the standards for the state of Colorado sets forth for these programs, but as we understand it, they're only the second program in the entire state to have received this honor. So, huge recognition. And Kelsey knows better than anyone, so I'm going to let her talk maybe a little bit about the process or the honor. Would you like to share?
Okay. Thank you. I want to introduce you, this is Mark. He's a paraprofessional in our program. working to become a model program as a school was really important to me because for any student to succeed, and especially students with multiple disabilities, it's a whole team thing. And our school has such a strong community and everyone's really invested in our students. So I worked hard to lead the charge, but really our whole school does an amazing job supporting students from the time they get off the bus to all the clubs they do and all of their classes. And there's 10 quality indicators to meet at the state level to get this designation, and it's really intense in terms of looking at lots and lots of things of how we're serving our students, which is so important for our students who have the most people on their team and the highest level of needs. So it was really an honor to be able to work towards that. And really cool to see multiple former students that I know were impacted by our program honored tonight. So that's like really cool.
Big round of applause for Kelsey and Broomfield Heights Middle. Again, thanks so much, everybody, for being here tonight to be able to help celebrate with us. Thanks so much. We're going to do this one more time this year. We'll do it in May. Maybe I'll see some of you all there. Congratulations. Thanks for being here. Everyone, have a great evening.